بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. Still discussing this part of the ayat, that those people who bring iman on the ghayb, on the unseen. With regard to our discussion of yesterday, that it is absolutely essential that we make known our iman, and we live as Muslims, we should not hide our iman. We should not have the notion, the idea that our Islam is in our heart, and that we keep it in our heart and we live like non-Muslims. And especially that we should not have any signs of the non-believers, their religious signs in our lives, like wearing the cross, for example, or anything else which denotes towards their kufr and shirk. That must be totally negated. It must not be in our lives. Then we could, especially that these things, we must not respect and honor them. Anything of the Hindus, especially now their Diwali time, Christmas will be coming, wishing Christians a happy Christmas, happy Xmas, etc. After that, the Easter time comes, hot cross buns, etc. All these things, Muslims should not indulge in them. And if we indulge in those things with respect and honor as the religious things, then that takes a person out of the fold of Islam. If we respect it as the religious things, and we honor them also, that is their religion, and we honoring them for that, that will take a person out of the fold of Islam. But however, if we do that, but for example, for business sake, for friendly ties with our neighbors, friends, etc., no, that will not take us out of the fold of Islam, but it is also highly improper for a Muslim to respect and honor the things of the non-Muslims. Just to wish them also happy Christmas or happy Diwali or anything like that, that is not right for a Muslim. We have got the greatest, the Quran Sharif, the Hadith, our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should not wish anything of the non-believers, wish them happy in their disbelief. We should not do that. If we are just doing it just to keep ties, etc., it will not take us out of the fold of Islam, but it is totally wrong. It is not at all proper for a Muslim to do that. We should not wish them well at all. And at the Diwali times, for example, to send something to them. There's many Hindus will send something to us at our Eid time, etc. We should even avoid those things. And we should not keep such close ties with non-Muslims. Our close ties must be only with Muslims. That was a discussion on iman. May Allah reward the ulama who have explained these things to us. And there is much detail, but briefly so much. The next is that الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, that the believers are those people who believe in the ghayb, in the unseen. What is the unseen? That is what we cannot perceive with our brains and nor with our senses. With our five senses, hearing, touching, smelling, etc., what we cannot perceive. Like the akhirat, we could never have known of the akhirat with our brains and with our senses. We could never have known of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam with our brains and our senses, the life or in the qadr, etc., taqdeer. So these are those things which are ghaib, which have come in the hadith of Jibreel, the famous hadith where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and to teach Islam and deen to the Muslims. He asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mal iman, mal Islam, mal ihsan, etc. The answer that was given there, which we commonly read in our iman mufassal, amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi, all these things, none of those things can we perceive on our own with our brains or with our intellect or our senses. So believing in those which are unseen things, that is what we have to, that is what is ghaib, to believe in all those things, and that it has, we have been informed of it by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The very word Nabi comes from Naba'un, the one who informs us of the unseen, of the things which we could not have reached with our senses, with our brains. He informed us. And to be the famous adage that seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. This very adage is deceiving in its own. One professor told his students that seeing is believing and hearing is deceiving. So a student stood up and told him, "Sir, you have got no brains." So he felt very offended. How could you say, I'm teaching you so many things, valuable things. I'm teaching you that seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. So he said, I don't see your brains and you don't see your own brains also. And according to your own teaching, that seeing is believing. So we don't see the brain, so we don't. So you are brainless. You got no brains. So that is, we are all so used to this. And we don't know, it is the very opposite, antithesis of our iman. This thing of seeing is believing. We don't see Allah. We don't see the life of the Qadr. We don't see farishtas. But we have heard it from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the whole chain. So we believe in what we hear. And also further, a true believer is he that we take medicine, we see with our eyes, I took my medicine, I got better. But we just believe that. And we say, not the medicine gave me shifa, Allah gave me shifa. We see that we work hard and we earn our earnings through our shop, our profession, whatever wages we are earning, and from that we see with our eyes that it is paying our rental, it is paying for our food, it is paying for everything. But we just believe in that, and we believe in the unseen, that Allah is seeing to every need of mine. Not my wages, not my work, not my medicine, not my wife is feeding me, not the husband is looking after the family. It is Allah who is doing everything. So these are those believers. And here in the ayat, Hudal lil muttaqeen. This hidayat for the muttaqeen. And the first thing to become a muttaqee is that you believe with all the details that we have been discussing over the past, and we believe in the unseen. That is the first stage, that we deny what we see and we believe in the unseen. What we don't see, we believe in that. So that is what is a mu'min, and this is where he enters into the fold of Islam, and in turn he becomes eligible for the great, great gardens of Jannah, and to be saved from Jahannam, and to be permanently and totally saved from Jahannam, azab of the qabr, and even dunya's azab. This is what is required, that we believe in the unseen, we believe in Allah, we believe in the malaika, we believe the Quran has been revealed by Allah through Jibreel alayhi salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We believe in taqdeer, we believe in the life of the qabr, all those things which are in our iman mufassal, and there are many more things. These are the basic things, that we believe in all those things. So this is alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib, and the Quran Sharif has spelled out everything for us. May Allah make it we understand it properly, accept it properly, believe in it properly, and die with the correct iman for us, our families, the whole ummah also.